Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Hope you're having a great day today, and if you're not having such a wonderful day, I hope your day gets better. Remember that you matter, that you're important, and that you're loved, and that this world wouldn't be the same without you. Today I was asked if I could speak about how to unfriend friends without feeling guilty. And well, let's just get right into it. I think that the number one rule is to really sit with yourself and ask yourself, why is it that I feel like this person no longer belongs in my life? And I don't think you should ever feel guilty for wanting someone out of your life. That kind of sounds bad, but in a way it's like, if someone isn't respecting you, if they're draining you, if they're not being a great friend, if you, like, everyone has their reasons. You have your reasons to why this person may not feel like they fit well into your life. I think that's really important to realize that not, you know, it's actually kind of beautiful to have so much self-awareness that you are like, you know what, this person cannot be in my life at this moment because either they're not respecting me, they're not providing anything. Like, and when I say providing anything, it's not like they're buying you stuff. No, like peace. Like, peace is what we need. Peace is what we all need. Like, if someone's not providing peace in your life, then what are we doing? You know, like, you don't want anybody in your life that's like constantly bringing you down, constantly draining you. It is important to realize, like, yes, people do go through things, and as a friend you should be there for them, and that's great. You could be there for people, you could be loving towards people, you could be caring towards people. But if someone is almost like, you feel like they're using you when they're having a bad time, you know, just like different scenarios, like if you feel like you're not getting that love back the way you're giving it, and you feel like, you know, this is not for me because I want something more fulfilling, then you're allowed to feel like you want something more fulfilling. It's your life, and you're allowed to choose what you want and what you don't want. I don't think that you should ever really sit there and feel guilty. Am I saying that I don't do that? Absolutely not. I do it all the time because I'm such a caring person that I feel almost bad if I'm removing myself from somebody's life because I didn't feel respected enough, or I didn't feel loved enough, or I didn't feel like it was, you know, fulfilling my needs as like a friend. I think also it's very important to understand that not everyone is here for a lifetime. Not everyone's in your life for a lifetime. And everyone has different purposes in your life, whether it is that they're teaching you a lesson, different experiences. I think you can learn so many things from each friendship or each relationship. It's never a waste, and that's something that I've had to learn in the past couple years. Nothing's really ever a waste. You know, like, that person was in your life for the time that they were, and then maybe they started acting funny, and now you're like, you're done, and I don't want you in my life anymore. You're allowed to feel that way. You're allowed to say those things. And if you feel like it's wrong, like if in your mind, in your body, like your body is rejecting this person, listen to that. Because that means that person's moment in your life, they're done. And you don't, it doesn't have to mean that you need to have resentment not to this person. It doesn't mean that you have to hate this person. Like, that's never the goal. The goal is to understand that life is one, and second of all, not everybody is meant to be with you for a lifetime. If you live like 80 years, you're going to have so many different friends. You're going to have so many different friendships. Yeah, maybe a couple of those will be with you for 80 years, but maybe not. You know, the world is so big. There is so much for you to see. There are so many people for you to connect with. You're going to meet so many people. I think that you should appreciate the moments that you have with these people. But when somebody's time is over in your life, somebody's time is over in your life. You shouldn't fight for them to stay. Or you shouldn't feel like, oh no, like, I feel bad. Like, let me just let them. No. Remove. Cut and remove. Because you need to respect yourself. You need to understand that you are valuable, and in order to, how do I say this? In order to let other people know, respect me, you need to let them know, hey, these are my boundaries, and you're not respecting them, you're not meeting them, then you're not allowed to be in my presence. Because your energy, your presence, you are valuable, you are loving. Like, you need to protect yourself. You need to understand that not everybody is out here to be loving and to be kind. Some people are there to drain you and to take everything from you. You need to be cautious of that. But you also have to remember, there is good. Not everybody is out there to get you. Not everybody is out there to disrespect you. And those are lessons that we learn. Because if we didn't have them, then we wouldn't know anything. If I didn't have those lessons, then I wouldn't be sitting here talking about this. You know, I've been through it. I've been through it a couple times. And have I felt guilty? Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. But did I stand my ground and say, that's it? Yes. And I think I've always had that in me. I just, since I was very, very young, actually. Like, I remember if I just didn't feel like a friend was being kind, wasn't being respectful, I would simply just be like, Mom, I don't want to be friends with her. I just don't feel like it. Like, she's not nice. I've always been that way. Since I was, like, in elementary school. Like, if someone was not kind, even if it wasn't to me, just, like, to people, like, I'm not associating myself with that, because that's just not how I feel. And I would never want to be around someone that acts any certain way, either towards me in a wrong way or towards other people, because that says a lot about me if I'm associating myself with that. So I think that you should always just respect yourself and really listen to yourself. You are all that you have at the end of the day. And if you don't take care of yourself, your mind, your mental, then you're done practically, because you are only going to meet other people's, like, people as deeply as you meet yourself. So just take a moment and realize that, one, you are so young. Two, you have so many people to meet. Life is young. The life is short. Just, there are people that are there out there to love you, to care for you, and to give you genuine friendships. And just because a friendship ends doesn't mean that it wasn't good. It just means that it ended. And yes, feel guilty for a moment, because, you know, that's just grief. You're going to go through all the emotions. You're going to go through sadness. You're going to go through depression. You're going to go through guilt. You're going to go through all of the stages of grief. But do not dwell on these emotions. Once you are done, you are done. Feel the guilt, and then just release the guilt from your life. And I know that sounds a lot easier than it is done, but because it you know, it's not as easy as it is said. But the way that I would say to release these emotions of guilt is to literally do affirmations of releasing these emotions. Or, like, let's say when, like, that thought of, like, guilt comes, you can just reassure yourself and be like, there's no reason for me to feel guilty. This moment of my life is over. This moment with this person is over. And it's okay. I appreciated the moments that we had. And now I release this person into the, you know, their little world. And I release myself from feeling guilty. And I think that's very beautiful, because then you're just, like, constantly reassuring yourself. And you're not sending any ill will to this person. You're sending them, you know, send them love and kindness and, you know, good spirits, so that, you know, their life will be good. But you just don't want them in your life anymore because they're not good for you. And that's okay. You don't have to, like, be hateful towards anybody just because they're not in your life anymore. You should be able to still feel, like, the love, but from a distance. You can love someone from a distance. Like, they don't have to be in your life. But yeah, that's all I have to say about this. If you have any questions, you can drop them down in the Q&A. I hope I answered that. I hope that made sense. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And don't feel guilty.